There is another path of spirituality, which is arduous, where arduous,
anstrengend,
where you go on working with the techniques and methods, and you struggle and strive for enlightenment, for nirvana, for moksha, with the help of spiritual knowledge, spiritual practice, of meditation, therapies, groups, this, that, and there is another way. That is of a lover. Finally, even howsoever struggler you are as a seeker, you have to become a lover. There would be no possibility. Without becoming a lover, you can become a seeker, and you can become a founder too. To become a seeker is difficult, but to become a founder is even more difficult. You can find yourself, which is priceless, only if you are a seeker. And the seeker means a lover. A lover of the unknown, unknown self. There is not a belief that somebody is residing within you. There is a trust that something is definitely within me who goes on moving even when I stop. There is a trust that somebody is there within me who goes on dreaming even when I sleep. Somebody definitely should be in there. And who is that person who is within this body? Who is unknown? To find this unknown, to meet with him, to chase him like a lover, that is to becoming a seeker. A seeker goes on chasing like a horizon. Every day he walks 24 hours, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously. He goes on and on and on, and the sky is somewhere meeting the earth, but he is still far away from his beloved, from his lover. This seeker who is seeking, his self, his own self, is the true lover. He carries the seed of the true love within him. And the pure is his love, the easier is his path. becoming a seeker is also first step of finding oneself. When you become a true seeker, you have almost found yourself. And then after birth, there is no need to be worried when and how you will find yourself. It will happen. When, whenever that may be, now or later, it becomes irrelevant. The seeker, the lover, he lives in the moment. He lives now. And in this now exists the eternity. For him, there is no beginning and there is no end and nowhere to go. This is practicing meditations. This is practicing spirituality. Whatever you do, love yourself with as much as fine and sensitive approach towards yourself. And bring this, your love, over your life, in your daily life, in your connection to people, always remember, if you respect yourself, if you love yourself, what others consider of you, what they may think of you, it is irrelevant. It's not important for you. It's also of no use for you. The important thing is that you are honest to yourself. And if others are disrespectful to you, despite howsoever love you may have that for that person, you have to draw a line and stand up for yourself. What can I do now to value myself more? There is simply no measure, no parameter to evaluate oneself. And not only one's own self, nobody's soul can be evaluated. Evaluation is so worldly term. The moment you stop evaluating yourself, you accept the fact that your soul, yourself, is not from this world. You are not from this world. You accept the fact of the unknown. And there begins the process. The unknown has a mystery in it. The unknown is with you, is your constant companion. The companion of your mind, because in this thinking process, the mind is involved. The evaluation, admiration, appreciation, all these things, when somebody is looking at them, calculating at them, it is not necessary that this is coming from a mindless mind. It is coming from understanding mind, mind that has understanding. And this mind has a companion of your soul. And even when you realize through the instrument of this mind, of the understanding mind, that there is a companion, you will start watching it. You will start witnessing it. And the path as a seeker will become easy, will become independent. The path of seeker is very independent. It's always you walk and with your footprints, one unique path is left behind, on which nobody else will be able to walk again. Self-study is a good way. I like the word you use, self-study. Sounds modern. Even though in the spiritual term, studying self does not fit, still in today's modern generation, to make them understand the importance of witnessing, the word self-study can be helpful. Witnessing, watching the self, it can be counted as self-study. The difference is that in the study, when you study something, you go on gathering the information. And in the spiritual self-study, it's better you don't gather information. You watch it, realize it, drop it, move ahead. Understand it. If the pain is coming, where is it coming from? Where have you been caused to bring this pain to you? It's always when the pain is coming, misery is coming, joy is coming. Somewhere we have been longing for it. We have been working in the direction to create it for us. Vedic scriptures say the man has his destiny in his hand. What does that mean? That simply means whatever you will create is going to bring you the fruit, and whatever you are longing for, consciously or unconsciously, you will create it for yourself. So whatever you are today, in one way or the other way, you have been choosing this for yourself. Unless it has been imposed upon you, this is your own choice. Be it the happiness, be it the misery, be it the freedom. Freedom to be a seeker, or freedom to be absolutely anything you want. You have walked in that direction, you have walked in that direction. What else can I do? Love yourself, Ariana. Everything else is useless. The more you can love yourself, the more honesty. Absolutely. Until nothing else exists for yourself. Love is the easiest path. Everything else will become arduous, unstrained. Love is the surrenderance. Surrender to yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of your every small need. Treat yourself like a princess. Yourself comes the first, then comes everything else. It's not becoming selfish. One may understand it as becoming selfish, but it's not selfish. The more you will love yourself, the more love will explode within you. Your surrounding, people around you, will be touched by it. Their lives will be full of love, full of joy. Those who will be able to take it, those who will be able to understand the phenomena, will be there. For those, it will be beyond the comprehension, they will move away. What comes to you, what moves away from you, don't be affected by this at your center. At your center, you remain always unaffected. On the periphery, let the people, let the joys, celebrations, pains and pleasures come and go. If you start loving yourself, you will remain unaffected. And this is the most easiest thing. Witness your feelings. At the same time, love yourself so much that you remain unaffected. The rest you don't be worried. It will unfold the moment you are not worried about it.